myself there? I guess I am.
No, I'm here. Hello,
oh, we all heard you, sir.
Aha! I caught you again, eavesdropping on my private conversations. It is 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of moments that are precious, leading up to a better day, hopefully. This is Christmas Seal Day. Let's talk about that in just a little bit. News of the day, the elements of the news that are important or of significance, shall we say. I think that's it, right? Like lawyers who are of counsel. This is news that is of significance. The South Africans extending their farewell to Mr. Mandela. I don't know what else to say. We've been around this 3 or 4 times already. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that have not listened to anything that I've said so far today, and that's shame on you. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, the storm that will not end.
Oh.
Snow, freezing rain, sleet, forcing the cancellation of thousands of flights, as you heard Roberta say earlier on, all around the country because, you know, the planes are dependent on going from one place to the other, hello. And if everything is messed up as it is and has been, can you imagine the people that are stranded here, there, and everywhere?
Well, there's been people at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport who have been there for 4 days.
Yeah, right.
That sounds awful, doesn't it?
Yeah. And this is the first day American Airlines becomes one. It's American and U.S. Air combining as of today. And their headquarters at Dallas, and that's their biggest hub. And they can't get the planes in and out. They're going to have... now it's cleared up there, so it isn't that bad. But there's this the cumulative effect of canceling 300 flights one day, 500 flights the next day. God knows how many are canceled in New York, another big hub for American. So, you know, under the circumstances, what do you do? And what Roberta just said, a lot of people sleeping at the airport.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. Messy commute here in the Northeast today, the same as has been the case as the storm moved across from Oklahoma into Missouri and across into Illinois and Indiana and Ohio, Pennsylvania yesterday. The game wasn't snowed out, although it might as well have been for the Phillies. And then you move into New York, and it's changed to rain. It'll be rain here where I am. There's a little bit of snow on the ground, not a lot. Temperature's already 34 degrees, going up to 41 or so here where I am back on the farm. So the cows are happy to be out playing around in a little bit of snow. And other than things being slowed down because of this, people are crazy. There are too many young drivers who don't have experience. They get out on this. I mean, parents that buy their children cars so they can drive to high school need to have their heads examined.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you thinking? Never mind the whole principle of what children are entitled to or ought to have when they're 70. If you're just too lazy.
I worked for my car, but I drove myself to high school.
In your own car.
But yes, why do you have to drive yourself to high school?
Why? Why take a bus?
Because my parents both worked and they couldn't take me.
No bus?
Didn't they have buses?
Not to where I went. No, I went to Catholic high school. There was no bus.
Catholic's too cheap to give you a bus?
It was too far.
What? Too far to send a bus?
I think so. I don't know. I've never buses have never even been offered to me as an option before in my life. I've ridden I don't think I've ever ridden a bus in Los Angeles. Ever.
Really?
Except going
your
to field trips.
Parents would drive you to school every morning.
Yeah, they had to.
The 22-year-old woman accused of killing her new husband who fell to his death, or apparently was pushed to his death in Montana, is in federal court today. She said that, if she hadn't said anything, nobody suspected foul play. The guy had on, supposedly, at first her story was, they were playing and he put a mask on in order to... a blindfold so that they could try to determine where each other was. And then he conveniently or inconveniently got to the edge of the cliff and fell off. Oops.
Why would you put a blindfold on when you're at the edge of a cliff?
That's a very good question.
That's the question.
Yes, it is a good question.
And now there's a theory that she blindfolded him and pushed him.
Yeah.
Why would you allow yourself to be blindfolded?
Well, because they don't think the way you do. Some people don't think. Shockingly, Roberta, not everybody thinks the same.
It's common sense.
Oh, really? Well, some people don't have any common sense. The cockroach that can withstand harsh winters.
Live in New York!
That's right. They're in New York now. They've traveled to New York. Cockroaches now can even last outside in the freezing. I'm talking about freezing temperatures. They don't freeze. they can survive, according to a new study of cockroaches in New York. Hoo-ha.
Right. Well, they said if they ever dropped an atom bomb in New York, the only survivors would be Joan Rivers and cockroaches.
I have to remember that one. The Kennedy Center honors for Herbie Hancock. Say it again, Doug. Herbie Hancock. Let's see. Martina Arroyo, who's the jazz... she's an opera singer. Shirley MacLaine. The celebration was last night. They taped it to air, I believe, like the 23rd. Is it Sunday? The 22nd. So they did it last night before the president got on the plane to go to Mandela's funeral. And that is we figured this out yet, Kenny? Well, the Clintons are going earlier today. It wasn't clear. Bush and Obama on Air Force One, trying to figure out whether Clinton's going on Air Force One, and Jimmy Carter, who will go, but he won't go on the same plane as Bill Clinton. So where does that... Not that it's the biggest story of the day, but it's an interesting human nature sort of story, I think.
Yeah, there's no word yet. George W. and Laura Bush will be on Air Force One with the Obamas, but there's no word on if the Clintons or if...
Why am I so interested
Jimmy
in that,
Carter.
I wonder. I keep asking that same... I don't know why I'm so fascinated with that, but I
find it's always interesting when the living presidents get together for something.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought, too. So, all right. At any rate, that's at least an overview of the hot hits in a manner of speaking. I want to talk whether we get to, well, we probably can get to it. I had a conversation with a friend about the way women look at men and the way men look at women. There was a I saw the promotion actually last night driving through, or yesterday, I don't know, driving through New Jersey, for Rod Stewart in concert. Yeah, I think it was Madison Square Garden. Right? He was in Boston the other night, and I was talking to a friend of mine who went to see the concert, and I said to her, why do women like the looks of Rod Stewart?
Ew, I don't. I think
or
I don't
the Rolling creepy. Stones, they find them sexy. And we get off into this big discussion about
creepy.
Women and rock stars, but more how women see men versus the way men see women. And the implication was that women look at men as if they were not physical beings. And I laughed sort of and said, what are you trying to get me to believe here? I don't believe that for a minute from her. And she said, that I or men look at women just completely as physical beings, which I think both of the statements are gross over generalizations. I happen to look at women in four or five different ways. I think that there are a lot of women who are, you look at the physical first. Does everybody do that? No. Do many people do it? Yeah. On both sides? Yes. But is it a rule of thumb? Or would you say, we have two women and two men here. You pretty much can tell from my tone how I look at this. Jennifer and Roberta,
mm-hmm.
When you look at, now I'm looking up, I'm going to say this lovingly. Roberta's husband is not exactly a rock star. He works with a lot of them. Is that unkind or is that okay?
No, that's a statement of fact. I think you'd agree.
Yeah.
I think men always have hotter wives than they deserve, and it's because... no, it's true. Like, if you think you're going to, like, judge people, men are always...
hotter wives than they deserve.
Yeah, men are always the underachiever in the relationship. They're hotter women and not as hot men, and I think it's because women look at men for the story that they tell. Women look at the physical. I mean, everybody looks at the physical for the first minute. But then women can fall in love with the sense of humor. They can fall in love with the story.
That
oftentimes
what women say, right? They want a man that makes them laugh.
The reason ugly rock stars do well is because they're stories. Stage and everybody's screaming at you and you're the one woman that this guy picks is very attractive.
Yeah.
Very
how long
attractive.
Do they stay with them?
It doesn't matter. It's just that's what they're drawn to be the one that they pick. That's why people
you mean for that moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so it's not about relationships.
Men,
it's about just one night stands.
Men are simpler. I mean, men are simpler in the fact that they will look at physical. Now, can you marry an empty shell? No, but men are very.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can marry an empty shell.
You can, but I'm saying most
some men want.
Most men will look at the exterior first, and then if the inside matches up, they're hooked.
Kenny, You've been married twice. I'm sure you've had plenty of girlfriends over the course of your life. I happen to like the way you look with your wife. I think you and Lisa look like you are a couple. You look like you care about, you just look together. That's something that you have to.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you really do. I think there's a thing about, I was told in the last relationship that I had that when the two of us would walk in the room, you could see, you could sense, you could feel the energy the two of us were putting out that was combined and about us being together. I've been fortunate over my life to have dated some fairly attractive women. Some of them didn't have... Let's just say the stick-to-itiveness that I found out, I guess, after the fact. I was looking for something and always have been looking for something. It was deeper, but it took me a while to figure that out. I would say, though, that as time went on, the women that either I was attracted to or were attracted to me were better looking all the time. And I don't mean that. I hope that doesn't sound like I'm a jerk. I think the last woman that I was with was the most attractive woman that I was ever with, the most attractive woman that I think, in terms of looks, somebody looked at a picture of her and me and said something that was very interesting, that we looked alike.
Yeah, I think people, soulmates, are supposed to look alike.
You think that's what happens? Yeah. When people are, maybe that's it. I don't know, but I do know when I looked at the picture the way this person looked at it, and then put it up next to a picture of me, I saw what she was talking about. It's very interesting.
You do have a type, though.
I have a type?
You do have a type.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know.
You have a type.
Yeah, but I think I've moved away a little bit from that. I don't know. Maybe. I'll have to think about that. Thank you for suggesting it. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A
light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Massive responsibly.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In 1994, the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over, which signaled the band's reunion after 14 years. This is a CD or an album still. It was a CD in 94, Kenny?
Yeah.
Number one for 2 weeks on the U.S. album charts. This is the first track called Get Over It. This was a big single, too, for them, wasn't it?
This was. Yep. Come back there.
Yeah. So also included in this, the Hell Freezes Over CD, were a lot of live performances.
Take another shot of courage.
So there's a little celebration of Eagles music. Turning our attention to the Doug Steffen video of the day, obviously at DougSteffen.com. This actually was recorded, I think, Kenny, what, about a week ago?
About a week ago.
Visitors to the National Air and Space Museum got a nice surprise. The U.S. Air Force Band performed a flash mob, which culminated in a Christmas concert. So we're going to play for you some of the audio, but you won't get the benefit of the real story unless you look at the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. This is cool anyway, just to listen to the audio. That's why listening to the audio, one thing, but seeing them perform is another thing. They're very precise and also very good. All right, so Kenny, that's our video of the day. This is Christmas Seals Day. U.S. Post Office in Wilmington, Delaware, offered Christmas seals for sale on this date, 1907. And so with that, there has become a tradition with some families to buy Christmas seals. So I have the top 10 reasons why you ought to buy and use Christmas Seals. This is, by the way, a benefit for the American Lung Association. I think that, first of all, if we have or not the big voices on, so I want to get through these rather quickly.
Number 10.
Well, let's do it quickly. Emily Bissell is the person who founded, designed, if you will, the Christmas Seals. She used the money to start a TB sanatorium. And that's really what this has been over the years designed for. So the next cocktail party, number 9, you attend.
Number 9.
You can answer the question, what do you use Christmas Seals for? They do wonders to help people who have lung diseases.
Number eight.
To help educate and better the lives of people who have asthma. For example, 5 million people in our country have asthma.
Number 7.
So the people who receive your holiday cards know that you have a big heart and care about their lungs.
Number 6.
Because more than 50,000 children entered the American Lung Association's Christmas Seals drawing contest.
Number 5.
So we'll do the other 5 on the other side of the break here. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
It's called FINRA.
FINRA is the private regulatory authority of the investment industry.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
FINRA is the group that makes sure that stockbrokers are acting ethically and in accordance with professional standards.
FINRA stands for Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
FINRA also has the power to impart disciplinary actions, so it really is an organization that has real teeth, and it is very committed to its charter, which is helping maintain the integrity of the financial markets and also helping consumers to avoid fraud and scams.
Check it out at FINRA.org. You can get background info on brokerage firms, assess your risk of investment fraud, and get tips on controlling debt. Tomorrow, frauds and scams, many victims are seniors. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Dutch Stephen Good Day program. Wish you a good day. That's the idea of the Good Day program. And here to help me are my cohorts and colleagues, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli. We're talking about Christmas seals for those of us who maybe still use. Who uses them? Do you use Christmas seals, Jennifer?
I do not.
Roberta, use Christmas seals?
Nope.
Ever?
I didn't get them in the mail. Never.
Kenny, you ever use Christmas seals?
I have in the past, but...
So are we getting away from them? Is this not a cause celeb?
I don't think they're as popular as they used to be. I think, like, when I was a kid, people would use Christmas seals a lot.
Yeah, I think
they're... used to see ads for them all the time.
Yeah, you did.
Which was, like, 5 years ago, so, you know, it's really passé now.
Well, the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal Children's Drawing Contest, which still goes on, you can call 800-LUNG-USA. About 50-some-odd thousand school children enter into this every week, supposedly. And the parents' group that's connected to Christmas seals donates a dollar to the American Lung Association for every Christmas seal drawing contest that takes place around the country. A lot of elementary. I remember doing this when I was in elementary school. I couldn't draw for fudge and still really can't. But I remember... that I got something, I'm trying to remember what I got. Well, lung disease is a problem in my family, and maybe that's why it made more sense to me. My mother died of emphysema and blood poisoning as a result of smoking when she was 50. My grandfather, her father, died of the same thing when he was 66. My grandfather's mother, so she would be what, my great-grandmother, died of emphysema at the age of 88. She never smoked, but the family lived in the coal mining areas, and all the family, every single member of my grandfather's family died of emphysema. They all worked in the coal mines.
Wow.
There were four brothers, and they all worked in the coal mines, and they all died of the same thing. They all smoked. Can you imagine what people were thinking? They would be smoking down in these coal mines while they were breathing that coal dust. Of course, they didn't know any better.
Right.
But can you imagine what went on in their lungs?
Mm-mm.
And that's part of what sort of created the awareness of lung problems, that sort of thing happening. And so because it was important to me, I understood what was going on. Fortunately, none of the people in my family now it went from male to female to male to female as you go down the chain of generation. So I would have inherited the tendency to have problems with my lungs. And fortunately I haven't, because I never smoked anything. But certainly I've been around a lot of dust on the farm over the years. And a lot of you hear me with my allergies. I wonder if I'm more sensitive to that sort of stuff, the ragweed, the pollen, the things that come about either in the spring or the fall that are just really, they can really, I mean, some of the ragweed from some of the weeds, the ragweed, and it grows late in the season. Man, that stuff is tough. and you see the yellow all over everything. When I go through and mow a field that's full of ragweed, mm-hmm. the dust, the yellow dust just comes everywhere. That stuff gets in your lungs, and it can do a pretty good job of plugging them up. So anyway, the proceeds of the Christmas Seal campaign go to the American Lung Association, about 90% of all the money. 10% goes for running the organization. That's always a question that I ask. Many of you will be thinking about donating in the name of someone for Christmas. My daughter always gives me a member, gives me a membership in the Heifer Project because she knows what my interests are, and obviously I'm concerned, or I'm even giving animals to the Heifer Project so they can be used to satisfy what the needs are to move these animals around the world. But the idea of giving something that is in somebody else's name, it seems to me, is pretty practical. How many of you think about that? Roberta, you ever give anything to somebody that is a testament to what their beliefs are or what their pet project may be?
Oh, I've given animals from the Heifer Project, yes.
You have?
I've done that. Or yeah. Or you can give pieces of animals.
Yeah, you can give a leg.
Right. Just not that piece you buy a share in the animal.
Yeah.
And chopping it up and giving somebody a leg. No, but I have done that, yes. Because I know, especially if somebody has everything, like, what do you give them? And you just, I don't like just, you know, giving money to a charity, you know, without really knowing what it is. And something like this, it seems more, I don't know, concrete.
Somebody, depending on how well I know someone, I'd give them a reading with a good astrologer or a good psychic or something.
That's charity, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean it has to be a charity. I'm just talking about giving somebody who has everything or can go get anything or everything when he or she wants to.
I gotcha.
You know, you do it. You come
like
up with some
trips
other.
Or time projects.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like something like my dad's been very stressed. So I told him for his birthday I would do XYZ for him to help alleviate, you know, take away some of his load. Those kind of gifts are great.
Yeah, they are. And they're appreciated by people who love you.
And the best
they
one
understand.
For girls.
Yeah.
Roberta's going to love this.
Right.
What?
Offer to go through someone's closet with her.
What happened?
Because there are so many times when women don't want to go through their closets by themselves because they're not sure. You get overwhelmed. Do I keep this? Do I dump this? Go through and help someone eliminate clothing. It's really boring for you, but it's a really good gift for a girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember that. Anyway, so enough on the Christmas seals. Other than for those of you who are wondering and you want to support the American Lung Association, you're fighting all kinds of lung diseases, asthma, emphysema, lung cancer, that sort of thing. And this is one of the few organizations, and yes, this is a slice at some of the other organizations that want to raise lots of money, get lots of attention from the media, and basically don't do squat with your money.
Mm.
And there are a lot of those organizations having to do with breast cancer and having to do with red crosses and things like that. So I've had my say with that. The congratulatory note that I couldn't do last week because it was Thanksgiving and, oh, no, was it the week before? Well, I don't remember when I didn't do. Oh, I know. I forgot. I just forgot.
The power got knocked out.
That was it. Right. Thank you, Kenny. The power got knocked out. That's why I couldn't announce the Dream Big America Weekly contestant. The winner was Mark Moore of Mana Nutrition. Go online to mananutrition.org. They produce ready-to-use therapeutic food for children suffering from acute malnutrition. This is a wonderful, and that's why I get so much support. Thousands and thousands of people voted online at Dream Big America for this particular fellow and his company, Mana Nutrition. Got a lot of recognition here on this program. I'm happy to help him and other entrepreneurs. That's what the Dream Big America contest is all about. Want to get some more information on it and how you can participate? Just go to the Dream Big America logo at DougStefan.com. Click on that, and it'll tell you about our weekly contest where we pit three entrepreneurs who are starting companies against one another. We do that on a weekly basis. Then we have the winner of the first 3 weeks go on in the last week. We do it at 9 o'clock Eastern on the program, 9 o'clock Eastern on Tuesdays. And the winner at the end of the month gets about $20,000 in cash and promotional prizes that will help him or her create a better business. So look forward to that on the morrow. Meanwhile, Gwyneth Paltrow once again in the news. Jennifer, what's the story about the pen is mightier than the sword?
I have no idea.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I have no.
Stuff yeah, you're not supposed
today.
To. You don't have to say that. Just don't say it.
Oh.
Just say yeah. What's the story?
No,
Doug?
You said what's the story to me.
Well, no, but I'm.
You,
that was a rhetorical because I knew that we're over explaining this.
Hey, how about what you tell us, Dougie. I don't know. What is the story with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow appears to have... appears to have triumphed over Vanity Fair. Magazine has agreed to go with a softer version of a scathing article that they had planned to run on her. When she learned about the proposed piece, she launched a campaign against Vanity Fair that apparently she has a lot of famous friends and a lot of people that follow her on Facebook and Twitter and yada, yada. The new cover story will supposedly take a kinder approach. She says, I'm still not going to have anything to do with this, but at least it's calmer and quieter than the original.
Would you like
piece.
To read the real one? It must have been horrible.
Well, what's going on with her? Is it really? Are they just is Vanity Fair a hacker and slasher? Do they do these things just to try to?
I don't know. I don't know.
At any rate, that's that story. We were talking last half hour about women and how they choose men, and men and how they choose women. Whether it's superficial, whether it's deep, whether it's physical, whether it's about laughing, whether it's about spirit, whether it's about whatever it's about. So somebody sent me an email that suggested that he thinks, and I don't know if this is aligned or it's almost aligned, thinks that women are tougher on each other than they are on men. That is, in judgment terms as to how they look, how they act. So, well, the premise of the earlier conversation was to decide whether women look deeper at the men that they were attracted to than just how they looked versus men. The suggestion in this conversation came from a conversation I had with my friend who says that she thinks that women look for more things than men do. Men are just looking for beauty. That is not my case. I am looking for somebody who's beautiful, but I'm also looking for a lot of other things as well. So this person says that when it comes to judging appearances, to change or sort of ratchet this conversation up, women are tougher and more judgmental on other women than they are on men. Is that true, Jennifer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think so, yeah.
So how would that manifest itself? How would that be? How would it demonstrate? If you are, for example, if Jennifer's looking at you and you're dressed like a bohemian from New York, is she going to say?
I'd probably say cool outfit because I like bohemian style. But I think women dress for other women for sure. I mean, there's a certain style. Like if you dress body conscious and simply, men are going to love you. Now, there's a lot of fashion.
Are they going to love you or are they going to love the way you look?
They're going to love the way you look. There's a lot of fashion that is not simple that is in style right now and people love to wear it. And that's the type of woman dressing for another woman. Look at these shoes. They have a metal gold tip. You know what? You guys would never care. You just want to see black high heels.
No, I don't want to see black high heels. I don't care what women wear. I think it's kind of cute sometimes to look at the various things that women wear. I don't want women to overpronounce who they are. And
yeah,
I think high heels do that. I think flats and women just looking natural. That's my preference. Anyway, keep going, Jennifer, as to how you judge women.
Well, I think that, I don't know, I just think you look at other women, you look at their what they're wearing. If it's too much or if it's silly, you might go, oh, can you believe that? Get the get up on that one. You know, those kind of things.
Really? All right, Roberta, what about you and the women that you hang around with, women that are your friends? And do you judge women by the way they look? And would they not be your friend if they were unattractive?
No, that's not the case at all. And you know some of my friends.
I do, as a matter of fact. I was just thinking that some of your friends are very unattractive.
Yeah, that's not the case at all.
Does that sound bad for me to say that?
I judge it by the person. And what's, you know, maybe it's because I'm from New York and we have you want to go out in your pajamas and get Dunkin' Donuts? That's fine. I really don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do as long as you don't affect my life. Do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wear whatever you want. And that's fine. In fact, I tend to get more nervous being around people who are overdoing it.
Really?
You know, have a little bit too much jewelry on.
Yeah.
Because I begin to feel, okay, if I'm walking down the street with this person and they've got all this jewelry and all this stuff on, it's kind of making them stand out as being someone who might be a little more wealthier than others. I get very nervous because they say, okay, now we're a target.
Yeah.
So the whole idea, you know, of dressing in New York is to downplay. It's just to kind of fade into the back work, be very anonymous, be quiet.
Be who you are.
Yep, be who you are.
Zen, zone.
Zen out, you know, that's okay.
All right. I just wanted to get. I wanted to follow up on this note that this fellow Joe sent along, and he has Om. Ever get the Daily Om? Do you know what the Daily Om is?
Yes, yes.
Do you get it, Jennifer?
I don't, but I should. I'll send it.
I'll send it to you. I'll connect to you. It's a great website. I'm not getting paid to say that. I just find it very. It's full of inspiration, a lot of great ideas, and help for people that just everyday people that need sort of sometime the right inspiration. A good way to. It answers lots of questions, shall we say, about lots of things and issues. 14 before the hour. I wish these bags under my eyes would just go away. 2 weeks left for the Christmas sale, a holiday season sale. Time is running out to get rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes for the right price, if you know what I mean. Introducing the new Genucel Serum with Never done it right yet. With stem cell technology. There are a lot of people who for months have been using this, and they found that when they first started using it, the puffiness around the eyes was gone. Crow's feet, small lines disappeared. And they don't come back as long as you keep using Genucel, which is frankly, you know, you understand. That's what this is about. They want you to buy the product, use it. And be satisfied with it, so you'll keep coming back, and it'll keep. It's part of your routine, your daily routine. So, the holiday season. Call 800-543-9262 as the holidays are upon us. You like to look your best, and because they're offering you a real special deal, a free gift that comes when you say you're listening to Doug Stephan, plus free express shipping. 800-543-9262. Great gift, Roberto. Would you not give something like this to a woman that's a friend of yours or a man?
Absolutely.
This isn't saying you're ugly. This is just saying, hey, I found this stuff and it helps. So great stocking stuffer idea. Inexpensive. 800-543-9262. And it does the trick. It fixes the problem of the lines and puffiness around your eyes. So check it out. Buy it. Use it. You'll like it. Give it as a gift. Genucel for the puffiness and bags on your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with a tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear.
It is the season of the spirit, the message here we hear it, it is making last all.
I've forgotten this. Feels like Christmas by the Muppets from the Muppet Christmas Carol, which was the number one movie during the Christmas season in 1992. I guess you can kind of, if you listen to it long enough, you can feel or get the Muppet feel that goes with the music anyway. So it feels like Christmas Muppets music. As we get started, it's movie moments, and movie music always starts our time with Chuck Curry, who's here to overview what the box office totals look like for the weekend, what he saw, and what we need to know about movies, DVDs. He's the expert. He's our man. He, in fact, has a great blog. You can get bogged down in his blog, which is Entertainment Today and Beyond. Connect to that by just going there, or you can go to DougStephan.com, see Chucker's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and learn a lot of information that goes with some of these great movies and DVDs. Okay, our contest today should be easy. I say should be. I often say should shouldn't even be in our vocabulary, because often it doesn't work that way. But I think you'll find this easy. And when you figure out what it is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 to win a swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, here's our first audio clue from the number one Christmas music, Christmas movie, can you believe, 1990. Listen to this.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That enough, Chucker? You got it?
That is enough. I have it.
All right. Let's see. Jennifer doesn't have it. Roberta, forget her getting it. Next clue.
Don't worry about your home. It's in good hands.
Right. Allstate. 888-302-3684. That is one of the main characters in the movie. And a recognizable voice. Here's the last clue.
You guys give up? Oh, yeah. Thirsty for more.
All right, that should, I think, probably, yeah, I'm looking at the phone. Everybody's got it. 888-302-DOUG. We'll have the answer in Chucker's overview of what happened at the box office this weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll last far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than ClearChoice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call ClearChoice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
All right, Chucker, so how'd the box office turn up this weekend?
Yeah, no real surprises, although it's pretty appropriate. Disney's animated movie Frozen, number one, $31.6 million over the weekend, $134 million in 3 weeks of release. Hunger Games Catching Fire continues to play very well, $27 million. This is a blockbuster, $336 million in 3 weeks of release to play second. The next installment comes out next November. The gritty crime drama Out of the Furnace, which stars actor Christian Bale, opened on over 2,000 screens, but there was little interest. Filmed at just $5.3 million in ticket sales. Thor, The Dark World, plays $4.7 million, $193 million in 4 weeks of release. And Vince Vaughn's comedy, Delivery Man, plays fifth, $3.7 million. A so-so $25 million in 3 weeks of release. Now, a few films coming out the rest of the year getting real good buzz. Martin Scorsese's The Wolf of Wall Street, which opens Christmas Day. Also opening Christmas Day is Saving Mr. Banks with Tom Hanks and Emma Thompson. Film's getting good buzz. And American Hustle, another film starring Christian Bale, reportedly will be an Oscar contender. So there's a lot of good films opening now from the rest of the year with interest. The Wolf of Wall Street dug 1 minute short of 3 hours.
That's right, I heard that. Yeah, that was a big debate.
That's a long sit. That is a long sit.
On this date, 1997, Alien Resurrection with Sigourney Weaver was debuting in the theaters. I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't see any of those things. You like that movie?
It was okay. That was the one with Winona Ryder. I had mixed feelings about it. Nowhere near the first two.
Mike in Lebanon, Missouri. What's the name of the movie?
Home Alone.
Home Alone, 1990's biggest Christmas music. You get the prize, sir. Hold on. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.